welcome, my friends. It's Tuesday, October the 23rd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, Dow Jones Industrials soared 109 points today to close at 13,676. In large part, all based on the premise that the Federal Reserve will be cutting rates when they meet next week. Otherwise, there was no good news outside of the NASDAQ. Amazon announced bond-burning figures. Stock went up 10% during trading hours. And as soon as trading closed, it declined about 9%. strange thing, these stocks. As we mentioned, NASDAQ on a tear, up 45 points at 2,799. S&P 500, back over 1,500, up 13 points at 1,519. Metals, pretty good day for all the metals. Gold closed up $6.10 in New York, ended the day at $7.59.60. Had a trading range between 754 and 761. Silver up 8 cents at 1358. Platinum up $14 at 1449. Palladium up $3 at 365. In Asian trading, gold's been up, gold's been down. Currently, it's down 50 cents at $760 even. Platinum, silver, and palladium on participating. Crude oil. Well, apparently the ceasefire between Turkey and the PKK is, well, on again, off again. So we don't know. So whenever oil doesn't know what's going on, it goes down. Closed down 22 cents at 85.05. Well, when the general consensus amongst the elites on Wall Street came out and said, the Fed's going to cut rates, and the Dow went up 100 points. Needless to say, the dollar headed the other way. U.S. dollar index closing down 50 basis points, back below 78, closing at 77.53. When we return, we'll draw some parallels, some metaphors between what's going on in California and the economy, and a lot more when we return.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Waiting on the world to change. Yeah. You know, we have wildfires running through California as we speak. And I'm going to use many metaphors about this wildfire as I possibly can, because it's indicative of where we are today as a society, because we have likewise wildfires running through our financial system. We have wildfires running through our theological beliefs. We have wildfires running through this difference between black and white. And the reason for these wildfires, you see, because unlike hurricanes or other nature-made disasters, wildfires can be prevented. We have the ability to limit wildfires. But you have wildfires for one specific reason, and that's because it was all based on a false assumption or false policies that were adapted over extended periods of times, and politicians and activists are so blinded by their ideology that they couldn't see, and excuse the pun, the forest for the trees. And we'll go through these various wildfires, but let's deal with the current wildfire that we have in California. Why is this one of the fiercest, most damaging wildfires in the history of the state of California? Very simple, because of policies instituted by feel-good politicians who for many years warmly embraced the false notion of the environmentalists. You see, because they wanted to protect the fauna and the trees and the little furry creatures. Well, the fauna and the trees are now pieces of charcoal, and the furry little creatures that they want to save are merely pieces of barbecue as we speak. Politicians afraid of environmentalists and environmental causes, or people that have just been totally consumed in a Marxist ideology of political correctness, are the people that are solely responsible for this tragedy that is taking place as we speak. This is not something that was not known to the higher echelon of elites in this country. The Bureau of Land Management, the National Forest Association, all these various government entities knew full well and understood beyond all reasonable doubt that failing to clear the growing underbrush would at some point in time accumulate to such a level that it was a ticking time bomb ready to explode. And that is what we have going on in California as we speak. This is something that has been known. It is something that politicians could have acted on to prevent. But nobody did anything because it was politically incorrect. I'm in two minds today as I've been watching the devastation and the destruction. One half of me feeling empathy for the people who lost everything, but then watching a few of them being interviewed on television, realizing where their ideology is based and understanding full well that these were the very same people that supported these weird environmental laws and regulations in the land of the fruit and nuts, they got what they deserved. I know it sounds a little harsh, but they are reaping the benefits of a failed policy. They are reaping the benefits of a doctrine called cultural Marxism. And whenever you base your belief system on a failed strategy, a failed ideology, the outcome can only be total annihilation and devastation. We have many events unfolding as we speak in California. Apparently, there are now a million evacuees. The football stadium in San Diego is full to capacity, exceeding that of Katrina in New Orleans. Time will tell whether or not we have a different set of circumstances when a group of decidedly different individuals is collected in one point due to a tragedy, how they react, how they survive it, and how another one does. You see, that brings up another wildfire called race in America. There was a noted author, whatever you want to call him, who recently came out. His name is James Watson. He recently came out and he wrote a thesis on black and white. And he's in his 80s. And he made a statement that there's a different IQ level between whites and blacks. Well, this caused immediate revulsion amongst many in the politically correct community because they felt that this was a racist statement because they believe falsely that all men are created equal. And not all men are created equal. We have obviously differences in how we are brought up and what we are taught. Now, this will play itself out, I'm sure, over the next few days as we see what happens in San Diego and whether it would require the San Diego Chargers to completely strip down the stadium and rebuild it because of, obviously, what was left behind. Now, whenever you make a statement like this, people get upset. The mayor of London was outraged by the statement and said that James Watson should be banished. As a matter of fact, all lectures he was to give in England were cancelled by Ken Livingstone. Now, Ken Livingstone, for those who don't follow British politics, he's the mayor of the city, London, and he's an avowed Marxist. You see, Marxism has always used the differences between race in order to divide and conquer. Now, race plays many issues. Over the weekend, there was a rugby game, a fairly large one, taking place in Paris between the South African Springboks and the English team. The Springboks won. And for a brief second, South Africa, the Rainbow Nation, was united in its joy for its national team winning the biggest prize in rugby. But yet, within hours of this victory and this brief moment of unity, calls immediately came out as to why the majority of players in the Springbok team were white guys. It didn't represent blacks of South Africa, considering blacks constitute 95% of the population. The coach of the Springboks tried to explain to a very hardened audience that his selection of the players that played in the team was based on a simple case of merit. He looked at black players, but they didn't match up to the same standards as the players that he chose. You see, now, in some people's mind, this is a racist thing to do, where a person's qualifications are what should dictate what position in life he should hold. Now, this firestorm that's once again raging in the black and white debate, and obviously made more interesting by James Watson for his statement that there's a different level of IQ, which there is. He was talking about black Africans as opposed to black Americans. He was making the analogy of what happens in the different levels of IQ with Africans. And it's true, and unless you've ever lived in Africa, you would not understand this. Now, Africans even understand this, and they do not have any prejudices in thinking that the white man is superior to them. They know this. They accept this. They think the white man has the power of magic, just like the Indians thought when the white man came to this land called America, that he carried this great fire stick. It is perceptions and its policies that ultimately destroy nations. We'll have more wildfire analogies when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side for a Tuesday. You know, whenever you start talking about a race issue, you know, somewhere down the line, you're upsetting somebody, especially when the debate about IQ comes about. And it's unfortunate. What people have got to understand, excuse me, hacking, is that black Africans have absolutely nothing in common with black Americans, outside of the color of their skin, and even that is a big difference. Africans believe in witch doctors to this very day. Even 100 years of enlightenment and education and missionaries and all the rest of it, Africans, by and large, have very strong beliefs in their witch doctors. The problem that Africans had, and the reason why Africans begrudgingly respected white people as superior, was the fact that they thought that the white man had greater mystical powers than the witch doctors did. Because the witch doctors preyed on the people's basic fears. I mean, think about this. A witch doctor could instruct someone who feels they are consumed by some evil spirit that in order to banish the spirit, you must go to the person who caused you this discomfort and take out a various body organ, whatever the witch doctor elects, whether it be a heart or a lung, and devour it. This goes on in Africa on a regular basis. Bodies show up with various organs missing. Now, this is obviously their belief system in the witch doctors, leading up to the election. When the ANC took power in South Africa, the witch doctors played a very prominent role witch doctors did what George Bush did in order to get the votes. He scared the nation to death to believe in some boogeyman that wasn't really there, and the witch doctors convinced a large swath of the population that if they didn't vote for the ANC, horrible things would happen. I mean, these are people with strong superstitions and beliefs. They wherever you go where there's an African, a real African, you'll find his bed. He puts his bed on bricks. They put their bed on bricks so as to stop the tokolosh, which is a little gnome-like figure that appears out of nowhere, and climbs up the bed and suffocates you in your sleep. But apparently the tokolosh, when he's confronted with a brick under the bed, apparently is dissuaded from doing the nasty. So there's a big disconnect that people have when people like Mr. Watson make statements that there's a difference in IQ. And because we have been indoctrinated in this thing called cultural Marxism, we feel that it's offensive, because we want to live in this utopian world of, well, we should only say things that don't offend people, which is ludicrous in and of itself. And it is the core basis of the wildfire that is running through society. We do know how to stop it. We do know how to prevent it. But we lack the willpower or the desire to do it because we feel we may offend somebody's whatever it is that they get offended with when it comes to words. Long gone are the phrase, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you, and nobody pays any attention to that. Now, if you say things that do not conform with cultural Marxism, obviously you're ostracized and thrown aside as a nut, a lunatic, a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and all the other expletives that come along with that. And it's quite amazing how we've adopted this philosophy, which is no different to the people that have adopted this philosophy of wanting to leave the vast lands of the West in a pristine condition, and that man would serve no role in order to enhance and preserve the land, but rather man is the enemy, and whatever man does to the forests and the trees and the bushes is obviously almost a bigger sin as killing your fellow man. It's ridiculous, it's absurd, but it's a policy that's been adopted based on the cultural Marxism model, and now people in California are stranded in a sports stadium with no possibility of ever seeing whatever home they have still there. Now, you've also got to look at that home. That is an amazing thing. I mean, nobody pays too much attention to this, but I can't believe the destruction. As you watch it on live television, you just see these houses just all virtually explode. And when the fire passes through, the only thing that's left, if there's anything left at all, is maybe something that was built out of brick. The brick's still there. The brick and the mortar are still there. But the house is gone. I wonder why. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, friends, to the flip side for this Tuesday, talking about wildfires running through society in general. No matter what it is, we have wildfires. We could stop them. We know what causes them. We have the ability, the smarts, and the wherewithal to solve this wildfire crisis. But we've adopted cultural Marxism, political correctness, as our ideology rather than the ideology of what made this nation great, and that is the teachings of the founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, Madison. They've gone through it all. They put it to paper. It's all there for all to see and all to read, or those who spend the time to want to find out about these things. A lot of people don't want to find out the truth about a lot of things because they don't want to shatter the illusion that they have in their own mind and not have the ability to accept reality because they're stuck in their own little cocoon of a world. And it's very, and I understand this because people have a hard time having to evaluate positions that they've held for an extended period of time and have the ability to deconstruct them and admit to themselves that they've been following a false god or a false doctrine. It's a tough thing to do. Now, as I said, as I'm watching these wildfires run through California, it's amazing. There was, last night they had, and I forget whereabouts in California it was, but it was a huge house. It was built like a castle. It did. It had parapets. It had the tower. It had everything. It looked like a castle. But within a matter of minutes, as the fire swept through this castle, this edifice of structural sound building materials was gone in the flash of an eye. And I was thinking to myself, if it was a real castle, it'd still be there. But it wasn't. It was a facade. It was made out of chipboard and 3M tape. It was something that exuded what people thought was a solid structure that could withstand the elements, but it wasn't. And I've come across this many times in my personal life where I see things that purport to be something, but when you start scratching at the surface, you find that it's all an illusion. And this, what I'm about to say, may hurt some people's feelings. But take it as a... Look, it's only your best friend that's going to tell you you have bad breath. So just regard me as that friend that's about to tell you you have bad breath. Not because I have anything against you, but I want you to understand what you have and have the ability to see, because it helps explain a lot of other things that are going on around us. America has degenerated into a veneer society, a land where the superficial impressions is one of great wealth, but which underneath that thin, misleading outer layer is made of cheap, short-lived, inferior quality materials, all bought on created credit. The better is to give this instant gratification to consumers. But America is becoming increasingly uncompetitive and doesn't produce much of anything of substance. There's a phony feeling of well-being so that you might maintain the necessary belief in some form of superiority of the ways you live the life, but they conceal the true depths to which a century of collectivist thinking, politically correctness, cultural Marxism, call it what you will, has reduced this once shining republic of sovereign individuals into nothing more than a veneer society. It is the same thing when we look at the almighty dollar. The dollar is a veneer. The dollar used to stand for something. The dollar was a unit of measure. It meant gold and silver, stood the test of time, had not lost value in 5,000 years, but we created this veneer dollar called a Federal Reserve note, built on the illusion of superiority. But just like people can see how these houses that look like castles can disappear in the flash of an eye, the rest of the world is now looking at the U.S. dollar in the same light, understanding that behind this illusion of wealth and prosperity lies a system that is bankrupt and broken. America has enjoyed many decades of unprecedented growth, all built on this illusion of wealth. But like I said, when you look at the policies and you look at the philosophies and the agendas of the people that continue to perpetuate this illusion, is the reason why at some point in time, what is happening to California today is going to happen to the financial markets in the United States. A wildfire will erupt. There are people there that know what the cause is, just like the politicians who know the reason for the wildfires in California. And these are made up of people like Mr. Paulson and the CEOs and movers and shakers at J.P. Morgan and Citibank the inner workings of the banking elite. They know that, they know that this is a veneer. They know that at some time it's going to just do what those big badass houses in California did, just fold like cheap suits. Because they're made of nothing. It is the reason why I say time and time again that gold has stood the test of time. It is a metal of substance. It is a transmitter of wealth from generation to generation. It has been that way for 5,000 years. It is the only thing that has substance. It is the sole reason why the founding fathers, in their wisdom, came to the conclusion that the nation's wealth was better protected when it was in the people's hands. Ergo is the reason why they dictated that American coinage should be of gold and silver. It was built on a solid foundation with good policies and good principles. It was a brick house. It was built to stand the test of time. Unfortunately, since 1913, what we have done is we've dismantled that brick structure, brick by brick, and put up a veneer of a solid structure made of bricks. It's merely a shell of its former self. It doesn't represent anything of what it was. And so when the firestorm does start flying through the financial markets, the devastation it's going to wrought will be no dissimilar to the devastation the wildfires are leaving many thousands of people in California destitute. Having to, and I can't even imagine what this must be like. I mean, I looked around my apartment last night thinking to myself, okay, if I got a phone call and someone said, you got 5 minutes to leave your house. I mean, I'm thinking, what do I take? What? I was looking at my iMac and I'm going, where do you take your iMac? Well, you got to take the iMac. Then what else? And then there's all the other kind. It's nuts. It's nuts. And it's the same. It'll be the same in the financial world. When this financial firestorm comes down, you're left with the, what do I take? Let me tell you something. If you got gold, you take gold. Gold is very compact, very small, very portable. You can run with gold. You can't run with anything else. Anything else will just simply be consumed by the flames. And it's a reason why people make mountains out of molehills when it comes to the reasons for owning gold. Gold is obviously a metal that has all the properties, bottom line, if it wasn't for gold, America wouldn't be America. It's what built this nation. I mean, the discovery in the West of gold was a turning point in whether America would just become another land somewhere else or whether it would become the superpower. It was gold that built America through hard work and hard labor. I mean, we take gold for granted today, but you go do yourself a favor. Go out in the hills and try and see how long it'll take you to extract an ounce of gold from Mother Earth. It'll give you a whole new appreciation of why gold has value and always has value. And besides the fact, you can't destroy gold. Gold is indestructible. But here you have the cornerstone. This is not a veneer thing. This is not a phony thing. It's a real thing. And so if you want to preserve whatever you have in the smallest, most compact unit you can ever have, then that's the reason why you own gold. I'm not telling you to sell everything you have in order to buy gold. That's stupid. If you want to preserve some of your Federal Reserve, your veneer dollars, and their illusionary spending power at today's level, convert some of those veneer dollars while you still have the opportunity and the large unwashed masses out there are still thinking that by holding hands and singing Kumbaya that some mystical power will come down and solve all your problems. It's a myth. It's a fallacy. You know, I'm driving all the way to San Antonio this weekend. I'm going to go stand shoulder to shoulder with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Not doing anything except standing outside of John Hagee's church. Why am I doing this? I feel passionate about it because I feel for the people that have bought into the veneer society that John Hagee has created, because it's a false society. It's a false ideology. It's a false belief system. Now, these people may be upset when they see us standing outside his church, but in years to come, these people will be more devastated when they finally find out what a phony, what a fake John Hagee is. And that his teachings of the gospel are completely divorced from the gospel. And they've been led to believe a false doctrine. Now, this is very tough for some people to do. I only say that from experience. Growing up, I thought Cecil John Rhodes was the greatest white man that had ever existed. He was the founder of my country. I was proud, still am, to be called a Rhodesian. And so I understand what it's like when you've got to take these icons off pedestals and dissect them to find out the truth. And it's hard, and it's tough, and it's a very uncomfortable thing. It's the same thing that these environmentalist nuts have got to go through at some point in time. They've got to forget about their Al Gore, end of the world is warming crap, and understand that in order to preserve life and liberty, you've got to do things in harmony with nature. Like cut the underbrush, cut down dead trees, and you won't cause these firestorms to erupt. The viciousness of this firestorm is just simply based on years of accumulation. This is years and years of accumulation, years and years of denial. And so it will be, the devastation in California will be no different to the devastation wherever this other wildfire erupts, whether it's in society itself, whether it's in black-white relationships. But the way to solve all these crises is obviously exposing them for what they are and hope that there is some level of intelligence with someone who is not so far gone on his ideology, like Sean Hannity. I mean, Sean Hannity, there's no hope for a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh of the world. These people will go on believing what they believe until their dying breath. Well, there's 100% on that one. I don't hold out any hope for them. I'm going to San Antonio because I hold out hope for some of the lost sheep out there in the congregation of one Mr. John Hagee. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoes.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Tuesday. A couple of programming announcements. Tomorrow, as we do each and every Wednesday, we will be visiting with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. And I will tell you, if you listen to the show tomorrow, we will push your guilt button to try and get you motivated. If you live in the Austin area, to take an hour or two drive to come down to San Antonio and just stand with us and hopefully save some of the lost sheep from Hagee's congregation. I don't know if it's going to solve the problem, but at least we're doing something about cutting away the underbrush before the wildfires rush through. Tuesday, Bob Chapman special, same as last week, kept the prices exactly the same. MS-61, $10 Liberties, $475. Or if you want a $20 Liberty in the same condition, MS-61, it's $950. So you either can get one $20 gold piece for $950, or you get two tens, which is the way it used to work back prior to 1933. You can call us here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. And as a parting thought today, and I'll just say this, and it's the last time I'll ever mention the game of rugby, but another thought crossed my mind as I was watching this game of rugby on Saturday, how we've all become just like the Romans. It's a gladiator sport at its finest. Sport is an opiate for the masses, and I've always wondered about that. And I'm sure a lot of people are really happy that the football season is now here, so we can escape one day a week from the drudgery of dealing with life as we do on a daily basis. But it was interesting to note that we are not much different to the Romans. We are doing exactly what they did. And how we can expect the outcome to be any different is insanity. And I won't go into the definitions of insanity once again. But it's time to build your house of bricks and mortar. Forget the veneer society. Do something, or buy something with substance, something that's substantial. Because when these wildfires do blow through, anything that's made of paper or cardboard will be destroyed, and people will be devastated, except for those people who built their shelter, as I said, out of something real and tangible, out of bricks and mortar, instead of stucco and 3M tape. Looks good from the outside, but when you look on the inside, nobody home. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.